it's page 189, top right column. What they wanted was Kisvu lechem al keren shor, to write on the horn of an ox, she'ein lechem chelek be'elokei Yisrael, that you have no portion in the God of Israel.
So it didn't have to do with
anything. So that's his idea here. I'll just reiterate that. Yosef, by asking the Sar HaMashkim, top right, 189, to remember him, he caused a defect in the concept in Ruchnius of memory, and therefore he was forgotten in Shemayim. And the other way around, when the Yevonim decreed against us to forget our Torah, that actually, in a certain respect, increased our strength to remember what we were supposed to do, to focus on our responsibilities. And this is consistent with what he heard from the Rim, that the days of Hanukkah bring, they help our memory. That's good for us guys, we're getting a little older, right? Says it appears to me that there is a hint to this concept from our Chachamim with their riddles, Chachamim and their mysterious riddles. As they said, Mezuzah b'yamin v'nerachanaka yismol bubal habayis mitzuyetz be'emsa. The mezuzah is on the right side of the doorway, the nerachanaka, the menorah, is on the left side of the doorway, and the Baal HaBayis is in the center with his tzitzis. Ki mitzvahs eilu mevi'in zikaron, because each one of these mitzvahs, what do they have to do with each other? They foster a consciousness. I don't want to use a remembering, I'd rather say a consciousness amongst us. Shemezuzah v'pesach lizkor malchusa yisbarach. The mezuzah is on the doorway of our homes, in that it brings consciousness of Hashem's malchus in the world. As we come and as we go, we take an awareness of God's sovereignty. And when it comes to tzitzis, it says, Lema'an tizkeru, you shall remember. By wearing tzitzis, we see them, we're reminded of our responsibilities as Jews. So that's two. What about Ner Chanukah? The Shikcha, the word shikha, which means forgetfulness, but here meaning forgetting one's purpose in life, not just to forget a fact, forget information. It means one has lost consciousness of their avodas Hashem. Osios hashecha. It is the same letters as the word darkness. If you transpose the word shikha, ches shun shin chav he is darkness. Uzechira hu or, whereas remembering is light, consciousness. Veremez ureisem uzechartem, and there's a hint to this. Ureisem, this is said by tzitzis, you shall see them, meaning there's light, therefore uzechartem. Lachain, therefore, gam histaklus, the ner Chanukah, when we look at the Chanukah lights, which is the minhag of Hasidim, after we light the candles, is that we look at them. Mevi zechira, it brings about remembering, consciousness, awareness. Kamo histaklus betzitzis. Similar to the looking at the tzitzis, which causes the same remembering and focus. Great. So the darkness of Yavan then, Choshech Zu Yavan, the Chachamim say darkness is Greece, refers in this context to a forgetting of Hashem, loss of consciousness, loss of awareness, and the light of the menorah is Zechira, is remembering the regaining of that awareness, which we are experiencing when we light the candles and when we look at them.
You know, it in keeping with the lotion that he gives in the beginning about the defect that Yosef created in asking, we often don't really like understand the words that we use, and like when we use the word remember, zichron, which means to put something back together. It's not just to bring it back into one's awareness, it's to actually put it back together the way it was. What he says up here is that by his action, Yosef took something apart. And that in essence, down here, that this memory that we are putting back, just as it had to be put back together by time, because Yosef had to wait the time for it to heal itself,
right,
that we have the power here to put it back together each time we do the Ner
Chanukah.
So that if you really remember the word remember, in the sense of putting it back together, Zichron really then takes on an active component of pulling it all back
together. Very good, Shkana. Nice line. Okay, let's take a look at another one.
So why don't we listen to
it? We do.
During the day.
We do.
What?
In a word, callous.
Ah, that's it. You're right.
Because you can't see it. It goes back to retail.
Well, I think what you're talking about, why we don't wear a talus by Halukas Merfonica, is that what you're asking? Which is what Bruce has been bugging me about. I know you guys have been talking about this. That there's a lot of many comments in this Farsemis that seem to refer to wearing talus when you light Hanukkah lift. But I think that the idea is that we're wearing tzitzis. We have a talus kratan on, so we're fulfilling that.
Night is not Zaman tzitzis.
It's not Zaman tzitzis, but according to some. Not necessarily. If you say that a kisus lila, which is a nighttime garment, is pater from tzitzis, but not nighttime in and of itself, you know, then you are pater tzitzis.
So we pass in some tzitzis.
We do. We say that lila loves my tzitzis, even lemaisa. But we lean to be a little more strict in that respect. We do try to wear a talus kratan at nighttime, anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, I know Bruce is trying to find somebody in Gier to find out if maybe there's a minhag in Gier to wear a talus.
They don't.
By Halukas Neres. They don't. You were there?
Yeah. They don't.
I've never seen
or
him.
At least normal Gier Hasidim. Now, I don't know what the name is, so I've never been about the Gier when he lived. But in their home there, the Hasidim. Yeah.
So most likely, I think that we've fulfilled this by wearing tzitzis.
It would appear that when a little bit of reference I've seen to it, also what Bruce has shown me, is that he was going with the focus of the humility of the Jew, being wrapped in the talis, which is in essence wrapped himself in with Hashem, and between the mezuzah and the menorah, he's even further wrapped.
Right.
So it could be really true. It was just in the
Well, the source of it is this Chazal, which he quotes here. The mezuzah miyamin ner Hanukkah bismol ba'abayis mitzvahs be'ansef. Okay, let's take a look at one more. Sure, page 188. I'm sorry that I might have to stop a little early today, so I'll try to finish up the second one. Okay, 188, on the right column, second paragraph down, where it says, Zos Hanukkah. That means he said this on the last day of Hanukkah. The Midrash writes, Ketz Tzom L'Chosha, Hashem place an end to darkness. And this is talked about when Yosef is released from prison, that his darkness in prison was over, he was being redeemed, released. And on a broader scale, that refers to the end of the imprisonment of Bnei Yisrael in Golan. Ki l'chora, nira ki ha-choshech rak afisus or. Apparently it appears to people that darkness is simply the absence of light. Im kein lo shayach lomar borei choshech, but if that is true, it wouldn't be possible to say that Hashem created darkness, which we do say. The pasuk Yotzer Ora Barei Choshech. And we say in Davening too. So, if it's a creation by itself, it appears quite clear it's not simply the lack of light. Avol be'emes Ora Yisporach Yispachet B'chol Makom. The truth is that God's light does extend itself to all places. His light is always present. Avol ha-choshech hu kisli l'or. And darkness is the covering of the light. It's a kisli. Kishein ha-olam kadai, when the world is not fitting to receive the light. Vishein ha-or yochol li-iskalos, and when light therefore cannot reveal itself. Then vora ha-kadosh baruch hu makom li-is'alem sham, Hashem created a place to hide. So darkness, he says, is a created entity. And it's a created entity which holds light. It hides light. It's not the absence of light. It's a covering over of light, meaning to say, if we penetrate it, we will find the orb. Somewhere within it, there is light there. The absence of light would mean that there's no presence whatsoever of Hashem there at all. It's gone. It's dark. It's not our idea. Hashem is always there, maybe extremely concealed, like Bizman Hazet, but always present. That's this covering he's referring to. Lochein hu b'makom gavoa. He says, therefore, the truth is that the light has been stored away into a very lofty and exalted place. Lochein b'or kesiv yitziro b'choshech b'riya. So maybe I misread that just a minute. He says, therefore, the choshech, really, being that it conceals light, is in itself a very exalted place, the darkness. So therefore, when it says ur, it says yitzira, yotzer ur, which is already lower. Yitzira is lower than bria. U'b'choshech bria.
This choshech has great potential for ur.
Yes. Yeah,
bria
even
is
great
potential.
Great potential, yeah. Kol zaman sheh yetzer hara ba'olam ein ha'or yafo li'yifkalef. As long as the yetzer hara is alive and well in the world, which we all know it is right now, so the ur is not able to reveal itself. U'kamochein begalus, in exile, hadalad malchios, when we're exiled to the four governments which have historically been in control over us, right? That's Babel and Persia, Greece and Rome. Hagam ki machuscha machuscha lalami mababagalus hu nister. Says the true authority, the true sovereignty belongs to God. Machuscha machuscha lalami. These other nations who have risen to power, they appear to be in power in the world. But the real power within is always from God. Hashem never loses his authority. But in Galus is hidden. God's power, what he's accomplishing in the world, is concealed and functioning in a mysterious way in the disguise, or being concealed by the governments at play. V'zeh ha'yakol chalom para levarer kodem Galus Mitzrayim kishoresh ha'achtus mispashe b'chol makom. He says this was the dream of Paro when he experienced clarity, say after it was interpreted, in respect to the Galus Mitzrayim. It was an order, the dream of Paro was Levarer Kodem Galus Mitzrayim, to clarify before our exile into Mitzrayim, which was going to happen a little later, Kishoresh Ha'achtus Mispashet B'chol Makom. It was to clarify that the source of oneness does extend itself into all places. Lachein Omar Chalom Paro Echad Hu. Therefore, when Yosef interpreted his dreams, he said to Paro, your dream is one. And now the pshat of that is that both dreams Paro had, each separate dream had one meaning. That's the pshat, of course. On a deeper level, he's saying Yosef was telling Paro, the Torah is telling us, that underneath what he was telling him is Echad Hu. Galus is going to happen, Mitzrayim will experience what they're going to experience, the Jewish people will come down, but there is a oneness operating. Rak ha'ro'av mechasa u'boleya shenos hasava. And the hunger will cover and it will consume the years of plenty, which is the concept of evil consuming that which is good. But it's not gone, it's just consumed. The good cows were within the bad cows. Lachen kasi vayiftach Yosef kol asher v'yam k'moshe kasev makam acher. That's why it says Yosef opened up. And this refers to later, when he provided Mitzrayim with sustenance. He opened up all the storage houses and he gave them to eat. V'yesh nekura panimius b'chol makam. This is what Sfasana says many times in many form. There is an inner concentration, an inner presence always, the Nikra Kol, which is called Kol, the entirety, the Zeh B'Koach Yosef HaTzadik Niftach, this inner presence which is Tov, and is always Tov, is opened up through the power of Yosef HaTzadik, whatever that may be. U'kamochein b'yom ha'shabas yiftach ha'yidei d'misachten b'ydurazad echad. Likewise, the inner quality which is covered over by Ra during the week, on Shabbos it's opened through oneness, we say Bereza De'echad. V'lochein kasi v'harav hoya al kol p'nei ha'oretz shehu kisli al hapnimius. Therefore it says the hunger was al kol, on all the face of the earth. This point called kol, the inner goodness of all things, was to be consumed by the hunger. So he's saying here that he's looking at Paro's dreams really quite differently, you know, the way the Torah presents it and the pshat of them is referring to what was going to happen in Mitzrayim. He's saying B'derech Remesh, that it's alluding to the whole concept of galus and what occurs in galus. That good is present, but it's not visible. And that's the cows being swallowed up by the bad cows. And Chalom Paro Echad, there's a oneness in this dream. He's stating the whole concept of how we perceive galus, that even as we endure it and suffer in it, there is Hashem's hand in a concealed fashion, always in authority, even though it's not visible.
And maybe one more thing is that during the times of good, we should be storing up for the times of bad.
Like they did.
Like Yosef's advice to him was.
That's a nice comment. And also it seems to be that he is mentioning at the end that there are times when the good is opened up. He mentions Shabbos, and he mentions the koach of Yosef HaTzadik, the concept of tzadik, and that midah seemingly releases the tov that's within as well. That doesn't have to be on Shabbos specifically. That could be any time a person attaches themselves to that midah.
Was a reference to the darkness being greater than the
soul? They're saying being that the good finds a way to exist by hiding itself in darkness, that there's something about that which is higher. If it were not for that darkness, the good would have nowhere to go. If the world is not deserving of it, or if people are not worthy of it, so what could you do with that light? The darkness allows it to exist, granted in a way which is mysterious. So it's like tucking it away in this hidden place which is exalted. It's an unusual concept.
Because we're going, so very soon we're going to really deal with Choshek in a very palpable sort of way in the terms of the Makos. Choshek is mentioned here, then we're really going to get into it. So I will give you a little bit here and you'll understand it now. Does that mean that there is at least a conceptual line between Choshek and Meith, that it really takes death, the darkness of death, the darkness of the grave to release the Neshama?
I don't know. I mean, it's true that it takes death to release the Neshama, that's a fact. But in terms of that progression...
We speak of the darkness, the Gemara speaks of the darkness of the grave so often, using that very phrase.
I don't know.
Is it worth thinking about?
Sure.
I'm looking at another passage, which is in Bereshit, right, which says, Varkazet Klova Vov Choshechach Mitzahom. And only after that it says, So that Choshech seems to have been independent of Or yet being created, just because of the sequencing.
Well, you have Bereshis Bar Elohim preceding Bar Tzadisah Sohu. So there seems to be, Bereshis is considered to be the first of the ten Ma'amoras.
Right.
Bereshis Nami Ma'amor. Mm-hmm. So there is Or.
Yeah, but the Amira of Or was given later. Because there's a specific Amira, Bar Elohim can be Or.
Right.
That specific Amira of Or came after Choshech being present.
But I think there was another, there was another type of Or present.
Or...
Because that has to come first.
Right, or another way of looking at it is that Choshech was the potential for the later creation of Or. So even though Or, even more abstract, it's not even that the Or was hidden there. The Or wasn't yet hidden, but the Choshech said there was the potential for Or being later created.
And you can't lose sight of the fact, I think, that Or is really just... just a symbol for Hashbah.
Yeah, we're talking about a word. We're saying light, but
it's
we're using a word or borrowing a word.
Right. So it's really Hashbah. So when you talk about Choshech, and you've got to look at the light, you say Bereshit, the pasuk you bring, that light is really is more about Hashbah than it is about Shachar,
Sure. Revelation. Yeah.
Right.
So you're saying about two, primordial Or, so to speak. There was the one of Vayehi Ors.
Okay.
That comes before the fourth, the real, the physical Or, and there's this, and Bereshis Bara is another Or?
I'm saying this, that Bereshis is considered the first of the Ma'amoras, the Asar Ma'amoras. So that is some kind of a revelation in the world.
Okay.
If we could say that revelation is Or, if we could use that word, mm-hmm. and I believe that we can, then there is that first Or which comes into the world Bereshis Bara Elokim. It's not called Or,
right,
but there is a Gilui there.
Right.
And then there is a later Or that Bichol was referring to that follows Hosha. It appears to me, I don't say this with certainty, it appears to me that that's possible.
But just by the very nature of Al-Pinei, the Choshech Al-Pinei Tehom, it's telling you that the essence of Tehom was not Choshech, but rather Choshech was superimposed on it.
Well, yeah, but one could also say that,
so that
what
that
you're
the
saying
thing itself is not essentially Choshech.
Was before the first Simsum.
Well, this I don't know.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
What was that?
I don't know. Am I turning that off?